All right, let's head on to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, our buddy Joey Coppin of the Dispatch covering the Buckeyes. Joey, as you listened to the Ryan Day and you participated in the Ryan Day conference call yesterday, what were the headlines for you? What did you find most interesting in what Coach Day had to say?
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. It's nice to talk about some football. But, right. I mean, the most interesting thing is, yeah, really, it's sort of how they're managing this operation, really. You have players scattered across the country, and Ohio State recruits nationally now, so you have guys in New York, you have guys in Hawaii, and they're really trying to kind of come up with unique workout plans for each guy, but it's so limited in what players have access to. Really, the best case scenario that Ryan Day can hope for is he has a player who has a basement set of dumbbells. I mean, it's such a far cry from what they would normally have access to at the Woody, so just coming up with the workout plans for guys is really a challenge right now.
Joey, we heard him mention about Master Teague, the fact that he is local. So it sounds like they are able to have people around him to at least help him with rehab. But I'm assuming with – I don't know if that means that the building is open. Do you know if the Woody Hayes is actually open to those injured guys to go in there and keep treatment? Because I do know the building is open if coaches want to go in there and kind of just be in their own office for the day and they're free to stay home. But do you know whether that's actual at the Woody Hayes facility or if that has to be somewhere else rehabbing these individuals?
So Ryan Day mentioned they had access to the Crane, the Jameson Crane Sports Medicine Institute. That's where he said that they were going to go for their rehab, the guys who were staying local. So that seems to be where they're going. And then guys who are out of town, who are maybe another part of the country, he said the athletic training staff is making arrangements for them to go somewhere for rehab.
Joey, you know, I said this. It occurred to me in the last segment that this was really the worst possible time. There's no good time for this, but this is the worst possible time from the Ohio State perspective in that they had just started spring football and they were on spring break, so their kids are everywhere. There are programs who had spring break either later in the month or earlier in the month or had already gotten in spring football that had a couple of more weeks' work or in some cases hadn't started yet or hadn't done their spring break, so their guys are around. From Ryan Day's perspective, he's having to juggle a lot, I would think, just trying to keep everybody in contact here where some programs wouldn't be in that circumstance. He's behind the eight ball more than most, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is unfortunate timing for them because you look at some schools like Clemson. Clemson started a little earlier, and they were able to get 9 spring practices in, so that's at least half their workouts. And 3, I imagine, is almost like a tease. You're not even really in pads yet. You kind of put on the helmets, and you're out there for a little bit. And then you go across the country. The really unfortunate part for the Ohio State players, a lot of them went home on spring break, and they announced on their spring break that they were postponing spring practice, and they had to clear out their locker. So they were in their homes in another part of the country and then have to travel back to Columbus to clear out their locker and get their stuff and then go back to their home. So you end up having your players do a lot of unnecessary travel. It's necessary because they have to go back, but a lot of additional travel in this time, which is certainly not ideal.
Joey, any idea how the NCAA will handle this, say, before camp? You know, will there be any extended training camp ideas, right, like a mini OTAs for some of these teams? Or are they basically just going to say, look, it is what it is, and open up as normal and go with what you have? Because I think about not only new coaches and the difficulty of them trying to implement schemes and all of that. I mean, you think about, thankfully for us, we got a quarterback and a head coach, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we got two guys that know each other. But if you're the school up north, and I know we don't feel bad for them, but they're in the middle of a quarterback competition, right? And that's a lot of reps that they're going to miss. Do you think the NCAA allows any more practices or just basically says, you know, you have to deal with it?
Well, to your point about Michigan, I mean, look at Jeff Hafley, who just left to take the Boston College job. And
yep.
He's trying to imagine being a first-year coach and trying to implement everything, and this thing totally interrupts that. But to your point, I think this will certainly be discussed. It is being discussed about having some sort of mini camp or OTA-style workout regimen, maybe in May or June or July, or maybe you tack on a couple extra practices to training camp. That's all being discussed. The whole issue is when do college presidents and university officials feel they can allow students back on campus and large gatherings, and a football team is certainly a large gathering with over 100 guys. But one of the things Ryan Day even mentioned is maybe do you allow guys to slowly come back and you organize workouts based on just position groups? Do you have a workout day just for defensive linemen and a workout day just for offensive linemen and then have them in the building at different times? So it's certainly a fluid situation. There are a lot of ideas being tossed around, but I think the NCAA, at least so far, which we've seen with maybe spring sports eligibility, they seem to be a little open-minded and flexible with once-in-a-century pandemics.
Joey Kopp and our guests with the Dispatch, Brian Heenan, Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Joey, I'll get you out of here on this one. I would push people to read your story on dispatch.com on Justin Fields. Justin Fields will enter this season as hyped as any Ohio State quarterback since, gosh, Schleister. You think about, God, we've had a lot of great quarterbacks. I suppose if Braxton would have played his senior year, it would have had that type of hype around it. But Justin is a guy that is universally loved in the college game and in the pros. I was at the combine. The NFL people love him. They think he's going to be able to challenge Lawrence for number one overall. What is he doing right now to continue to prepare for what should be a superb redshirt junior season at Ohio State?
Yeah, so he is fortunate. I wrote a story on for the Dispatch earlier this week on BuckeyeExtra.com. I'll get in a plug there. But basically, he's working with his private quarterback trainer down in suburban Atlanta, Ron Veal. He's somebody he's worked with since he was in middle school. Also happened to be Trevor Lawrence's private quarterback coach in middle school as well. So he has somebody he's familiar with and is able to get in some work. It's obviously not ideal. Because at Ohio State, he would be throwing a Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson and this new crop of freshman receivers and trying to build up chemistry with them. So he's able to get some work in and throw the ball around, but he's not working with six or seven receivers. So it's really a lot different setup. He's basically working out with a trainer and maybe one wide receiver. But he is able to get some throws in down there.
Joey, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you for having me.